Any plan yet for how you're going to treat the quarterbacks on
We'll do play time. Shoot, after we get the medical report tomorrow, we'll have a full practice today. This will be our workload Thursday practice. We're on an in-season format, so there's a lot we need to get done. And frankly, you know, play time is the medical report affects it more than anything. So a couple guys could affect how we play the quarterbacks or how we play a number of positions.
How Hundley looked coming back from his time off?
Looked good. You know, I'm going to see him move around today, particularly out of the pocket. That'll be the big question for Brett as we move forward.
Is Ty Montgomery going to go today?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
How much, this is probably a simple question, but how much did the cancellation of the game and then Brett's injury just impact your whole quarterback plan? So I'm sure you probably had a quarterback playing time plan, at least entering the preseason, didn't you?
Well, I mean, he was playing a lot in the first game in Canton, playing in Cleveland. So, I mean, those are missed opportunities. But, I mean, what are you going to do about it? So, I mean, we'll see how this week works out, and hopefully we can give him a bunch of time Thursday night against Oakland. That's what I'm hopeful.
Aaron said that he felt, I think a week ago, he felt like he's ready for week one right now. Do you sense the same from him in practice, or does he need to actually play some in preseason?
Well, I think it's like a lot of things. This is not a game. This is not an individual game. This is a team game. There's individuals on our football team due to their experience, amount of work that they've been able to get so far in practice that they potentially are probably ready to play. But play time is in the preseason is more about playing guys like Aaron, Clay Matthews, how they play, how they're rolled into the game, the combinations of who they're playing with. So, and that's why you kind of wait to get through this practice today, get the medical report, and we'll see how we can rep it out.
Mike, over the last couple of years, how has Chris Banjo sort of evolved into that leadership role on special teams?
Chris Banjo is he's just a heck of a football player. I mean, that's something that you see from day one. He's overcome injuries. I mean, he plays through them. You can play him anywhere. I mean, he's smart. He's dedicated. So he's a great role model for a young guy to come in here and work your way up, through the ranks. So he's a big time asset, to us, especially on special teams.
Hey Mike, how much do you think lack of continuity in your offensive line with all the guys you had moving in and out affected protection of Aaron last year?
I mean, it didn't help. There's no doubt about it. I think you're seeing a little bit of the rotation going on through training camp. But the good thing about it is you're getting a number of different guys ready. There's a lot of guys getting opportunity. But at some point you like to rep those five guys and get their symmetry in place to start the season.
You need to protect Aaron better this year than you did last year?
Well, 46 sacks is not what we're looking for, yeah.
Given the time you have with the undrafted free agents in the spring program, is it less of a surprise to see these guys kind of jump in and compete sooner than normal?
Well, I mean, I think it's our history. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm surprised. I mean, nothing surprises me when these young guys put the pads on because, football's so different when you run around in helmets and shorts. You just guys get excited. There's guys that always jump out in a padded practice, and unfortunately, there's some guys that disappear sometimes too. So, I mean, and that's why the padded work and the preseason games are so important. And we're so blessed we'll be playing here Thursday night, in front of a packed crowd again. And that's the kind of environments you want to evaluate your players in, especially the young free agents.
I remember during his rookie year, I forget the game, but you mentioned that you thought that Micah Hyde spent too much time on the sideline for one game. What's made him such an asset to you guys? I mean, he's not the biggest guy, he's not the fastest guy, but obviously, he's a heck of a valuable tool for wherever you put him.
Mike is a complete football player. I mean, he's a four-down football player. I mean, he came here and had corner ability, showed up and played early on special teams. Excellent punt returner. So, I think he's. You look at Mike, and everybody wants to do a depth chart and call 11 guys starters. I mean, he definitely has starter value in my eyes because he does so much for our football team.
How far has he come, Mike, with the safety spot and when you are able to plug him in? I know Darren was talking about either of those positions now. He pretty much.
Definitely. I think it's like a lot of young guys. You want to create opportunities for him, and you get a young guy that's bright, and you think you can throw him in there, and he's going to handle all of it. But he's also human, too. They're really having Micah play all the different positions. I think it kind of hurt him at certain positions, and you got to watch that. That's the old saying, you don't want to be jack of all trades, master of none. So the opportunity to get in and master the safety position, he's played nickel, he's played dime. Like I say, he started out a corner in his rookie year, did some good things out there. So, and what he's done on special teams stands for itself.
Like over the summer, when you and your staff start to think about how and where you want to use different players when it comes to packages and things like that, is one of the factors that you take into account a guy's injury history and his ability to stay on the field in past years to maybe decide how much you want to invest in a certain package given, how much he can stay healthy?
And Michael, that's a great question. I think you got to look at all those things. I mean, you got to look at what they did last year too. I mean, you got to look at where they're at in their individual progression of not only what you think of them as a player, but where they're at as far as their growth ability, weight room, nutrition, all those things. My depth chart in my office, I have every snap that they've played in offense, defense, right next to their name last year, and also every snap they played in special teams right next to their name. And then as we go through the preseason, we'll evaluate, and then I'll actually do a projection of how I hope to see, our players, perform at throughout the year. So, and cause you have to have a starting point. You have to have a system of how you're going to play guys early because it is a long year. And you have to, on the other side, you have to be smart with a guy like Julius Peppers and just make sure you're not asking them maybe to do too much early in the season.